Well, when you watch him play, you know, sure he is a first-year player in the league, but we've been really impressed with him. I think they've done a great job as a coaching staff, and he's done a great job as a player in terms of managing that offense. When you look at him, first of all, he's a really good athlete. Okay, he's a big kid. You know, I think he might be about 6'5", something like that. He's a really good athlete. He's got an extremely strong arm. He can make all the throws. I think he's doing a great job of managing the team. Gets the ball out of his hands very quickly. I believe he, you know, and I mean, in terms of interceptions, I think on the year he might only have 5 interceptions, which means he's very productive in that area, and the players are working hard around him. He doesn't not only have a strong arm, he can, like I said, he's an athlete. They do a lot of zone reads with him where at times where, you know, sometimes he should hand the ball off, but he elects to keep the ball at times too, and he can beat you with his feet. So we've been really impressed with him as a first-year player. I think he's got a lot of talent.
How much pressure does that put on your ends, your edge rushers?
Well, it's not a first time we've ever faced that. You know, we faced this, you know, here being here the last 2 years, we faced it with Cam Newton. And, you know, so we were fully aware how to prepare for that kind of an offense. And like I said, he's a good athlete. They've got good runners. You know, it's a very good offensive football team. And like I say, each week we'll have our challenge this week, just like we have in the last few weeks.
Warlow
is, first of all, he's, I think, the world of Paul. He came in last year. He's one of the first guys in the building, last one to leave. And I think what's happened, his role has diminished because of the two young guys that are there. I think he's, what I've been really impressed with him, he's not a guy that sticks his head between his legs and feels sorry for himself. He wants what's best for the Falcons. And last week we got him in for a few plays. We'll continue to do that and sub some of those guys because those younger players are taking a lot of reps at that linebacker position. But I like the way that he's accepted his role. Every role here is important. I don't care what you are. You know, if you're playing just on the punt team, but he's accepted his roles on special teams. He's a great leader with that group, with those younger guys. He's always coaching, and I've been really pleased with him as an individual and as a player.
How did you feel like Jalen Collins did filling in for
that? I think when you watched him play last week, when he came in the game, I thought he did a really good job. Most impressively to me was the times how he challenged the throws. I think he had, in the short period of time he was in, he had, you know, played tight coverage, and he had 2 pass breakups, and also it showed the physical part of his game when he came down, that play down by the end zone where he came off and made a nice hit on the quarterback, and so been really pleased with that, and hopefully he can continue to make progress this week and continuing.
What have you seen opposing defenses do to the Eagles at the start of games that's allowed them to not be so productive on offense?
Well, everybody's style is different, you know what I mean? It might be, you know, maybe they have a slow start, fast start. We don't worry about that part. What we do is, more importantly, we look at what we need to do to be successful against every team that we play. What we do is what we do, and what we find out is what are they good at and what do we need to take away.
Very unusual to have 4 rookie starters on the unit. Have you ever had 4?
Never in my career, which, you know, been in the league for 29 years, never have seen that. But I really like the maturity level that they all have. I like every week that we talk about, not just with them, but with our football team. Dan has presented the thing to the team. Let's try to get 1% better. And I really like that. Sometimes you have young guys that come in the league and, you know, this is a long season, you know, and they're not used to playing. Right now they've played 13 games, and I don't see it in their eyes and the way they work. I love their work ethic. I like their demeanor. If something happens where they do make a mistake, you know, they're ready to go on to the next play. And I think overall, I think it's they all have a bright future, and I've been really pleased with their performance and their effort.
Obviously, they've been together since rookie camp. Does that help in terms of they can kind of lean?
Oh, yes, and like I said, we don't change. We do what we do. And like I said, I think the coaching staff has done an excellent job with them preparing, working the extra hours. I like that they're all very competitive individuals that take a lot of pride in what they do. And like I said, it's a really good class, and we got to finish this thing out the right way, and then next year we'll get in and add a few more to our defensive unit.
What have you seen from the Eagles running back so far?
The running backs, that's a really good question. You know, when you look at Sproles, first of all, let's look at this. I mean, this guy's been in the league for, I believe, 12 years. You don't last in the league as a running back for 12 years. So, first of all, that, in my opinion, makes him really, really special. I've had an opportunity to go against him when he was at San Diego quite a bit, you know. I think he's really explosive. He's a very instinctive runner. He does a great job of timing up to be able to hit the holes, to let his blocks develop. That's the most impressive thing. Anytime he gets his hands on the ball, if it's running, it's catching, or if it's in the return game, he's got a chance to be a difference maker. He's hard to bring down. Okay, I've been really impressed with him. More importantly, I'm very impressed with him, a guy that's been in the league for 12 years and still playing at a high level with him. And also Matthews compliments him. I think it's a great thing from that organization. It's taken two guys from San Diego. Imagine two players that perform together, then they go over to another team and perform well. They're a nice little 1-2 combination at that spot. But overall, I'm really pleased with what he has done in terms of the amount of years in the league and his productivity that he has. And not only he does it on offense, he also does it on special teams.